You know, just now when we were praying together,
刚刚是一起祷告的时候,
Randy prayed that our eyes will not be focused on the turkey, but on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Randy 就讲到, 来紧这个感恩节就不要将眼目放在火鸡里面, 而是要将眼目放在耶稣基督身上。
It's because every time when we come to Thanksgiving, we think about the food, the celebration and giving thanks to God for His provision.
因为每一次我们将那个的焦点就放在食物身上面，而不是放在神所供应的上面。
But we fail to forget, we fail to remember that Thanksgiving is also about giving thanks to Christ Jesus for the salvation of our soul.
但我们很多时都忘记了感恩耶稣基督是为到我们的救恩而到牺牲。
And the best thanksgiving we can give to God is our life.
而最好的一个的感恩的回应就是我们的生命。
A life that is vibrant, a life that is guided by the Spirit, living for the Spirit, walking with Him every day.
是一个活泼的生命，是为到神的灵而活的生命，是每一天都与神同行。
And I think God will be pleased with such a desire within us.
神必会喜悦我哋心目中有咁样嘅意愿。
J.I. Packer says this.
J.I. Packer 系曾经咁讲。
He says that revival is the visitation of God which brings life to the Christians.
复兴系神嘅临在，使沉睡嘅基督徒苏醒。
Christians who have been sleeping and restored to a deep sense of God's new presence and holiness.
使沉睡的基督徒苏醒，恢复对神的同在和神圣洁的知觉。
So as a result, it springs with him a vivid sense of sin and profound exercise of heart in repentance, praise and love with an evangelistic outflow.
继而让信徒心中涌出对罪好鲜明的知觉，带来悔改、赞美和爱，并且流露出福音的生命。
So in other words, he's saying that revival is God making an entrance into our lives.
換句話講，復興係神係進入我哋嘅生命入邊。
Particularly to those who are spiritually lethargic.
尤其係對我哋當中係屬靈上面係沉睡嘅。
So that we have a heightened sense or heightened sensitivity to God's presence and holiness.
让我们对神的同在和祂的圣洁有新的提升了的敏感度。
So that we become so sensitive to the sin around us and within us.
让我们对周围的罪和我们自己生命中的罪是更加敏感。
And so in praise and love for God, we would repent and we would not live like the world lives.
我们因为要敬拜神，要爱神，所以我们就会离开罪 去悔改，不会再按着过往的方式去生活。
And not only, it doesn't stop there, because he says, at the same time, to share your love of Christ to the people.
并且不单止停在这里，而是将基督的爱是分享给其他人知道、认识。
And such a revival took place in the time of Nehemiah.
这个复兴在尼希米记那里发生了。
In chapter 8 here we read.
在第八章我们会看到。
After the wall was rebuilt.
在那个城墙被建好之后。
And we read here that Ezra was recruited to help Nehemiah to revive the people of God.
在这里我们看到以斯拉是被呼召到来去复兴这个以色列民。
You know, Ezra,was the temporary temp was Nehemiah's temporal temporal what this contemporary at that time.
以斯拉是同尼希米同时代的人。
But if you notice from chapter 1 to 7, he wasn't mentioned at all.
但是在第一至第七章入面是没有看到以斯拉的名
字。And 1 to 7 is said to be a time span of 13 years.
一次七章是十三年。
And so commentators ask, you know, the question, how were they related?
解经家就是想紧，究竟他们两个人是有什么关系的呢？
Because Ezra was only in his book, he only mentioned himself with Jerubbabel.
因为以斯拉记入边嘅记载系佢同所罗巴伯系一起。
And Jerubbabel, we know that he led the first group of returnees from Babylon to restore the temple.
所罗巴伯系第一班人系去到嗰度系重建圣殿。
And after that, Ezra led a second group to restore worship inside the temple.
以斯拉就系带第二班人回到圣殿入边去恢复嘅圣殿嘅敬拜。
And so how is Nehemiah related in the sense because his return was rebuild the temple?
咁尼希米系点样系同以斯拉有咩嘅关系呢
？I mean rebuild the wall.
因为尼希米系负责系起城墙。
And here chapter 8 tells us how it is.
而第八章就会讲到。
And so it was believed that Ezra was called upon by Nehemiah to instruct the people how to live their lives.Under the law,
系相信系尼希米系呼召以斯拉过嚟，系将律法系教导子民。
Because he only restored worship in the temple, but the people need to be instructed to live for God.
因为以斯拉系恢复咗圣殿嘅敬拜，但系嗰啲子民系需要有人教导佢点样去按着律法去过生活。
Because all their time in Babylon, they have not done so.
因为在巴比伦秘掳的时期他们是没有这样做。
And so in Nehemiah we can see that Ezra is rebuilding the people spiritually speaking.
在尼希米记里面就看得到是以斯拉是在灵命上面重建复兴的那班子民。
You see, any building project or rebuilding project that is without spiritual restoration of the people has no eternal value.
如果没有人的灵命的复兴，任何兴建或者重建工作都是没有永恒的价值。
You can have the best church building, you can have the best governing structure and the best program, but the people are not spiritually revived, they are of no use to God.
你可以有最好的教会建筑物，你可以有最好的一个行政架构，或者是最好的但是这些都是如果没有人的灵命的复兴是没有意义。
Because this is the core, the essence of God's work in the world.
这个是因为 是神在地上的工作的最核心。
It is through the saints that he built his kingdom here on earth.
是通过圣徒去建立神的国度在地上。
And so we want to look at how revival took place during Nehemiah's time.
我们就看看在尼希米这个时代里面复兴是怎样发生。
And it starts with scriptures.
是由圣经开始。
Let's look at verses 1 to 8.
我们现在一起看一至八节。在水门前的宽阔处，请文士以斯拉将耶和华藉摩西传给以色列人的律法书带来。七月初一日，祭司以斯拉将律法书带到听了能明白的男女会众面前。在水门前的宽阔处，从清早到响午，在众男女一切听了能明白的人面前读这律法书，众民侧耳而听。文士以斯拉站在为这事特备的木台上，马他提亚、士马、阿内亚、乌利亚、希勒加和马西亚站在他的右边，皮大亚、米沙利、马基亚、哈顺、哈伯大拿、撒加利亚和米舒兰站在他的左边，以斯拉站在众民以上，在众民眼前展开这书。他一展开，众民就都站起来。以斯拉称颂耶和华至大的神，众民都举手应声说：阿门，阿门！就低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。耶稣亚、巴尼、士利比、阿文、阿谷、沙比大、何大亚、马西亚、基利他、阿撒利亚。约撒伯、哈南、皮莱亚和利未人使百姓明白律法，百姓都站在自己的地方，他们清清楚楚地念神的律法书，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。
Thank you. So the first thing that leads to a revival is the desire for the word of God.
第一个是导致到有复兴，就是对神的话语是渴求。
There must be that desire to listen to what God has to say.
是渴求去聆听神有啲咩嘢要想讲。
Not just how we do things.
唔系我哋如何去做事。
It's not even how the word is being preached.
唔系如何嗰个神嘅话语系如何被传讲。
But it is how you desire to listen after what God's word is teaching you.
是如何是听得到神的教导的时候，我们是怎样去渴求。
You know, I remember many years ago, a church member told me this.
很多年前，是有一个教会的成员跟我说。
He said, I don't care who stands in the pulpit.
我不理是哪一个是站在讲台。
Whether I like him or I do not like to listen to him.
我喜欢或者不喜欢听他说。
But I listen to what God is speaking to me.
我是想听神是对我说的是什么。
And that should be our attitude.
这个是我们应有的态度。
See, after the war was completed, the Jews felt more secure.
在这个城墙建好之后，犹太人就觉得是更加安全。
And this can be good or bad.
这个是可以是好或者坏。
Bad, it can lead to complacency and we forget God.
坏是可能导致到我们很安逸，我们是忘记神。
You know, when you get comfortable and you are, everything is smooth, you tend to forget about God and even His words.
当我们很舒适的时候，我们是有倾向是忘记神或者忘记神的话语。
Good.
好的方面
is it leads to gratitude.
就是让到是有这个感恩。
Gratitude and love for God.
对神的感恩和爱。
And so I hope Thanksgiving will be a time where we reflect about this.
希望感恩节成为我们这个时节 去思想。
And in Israel's case, we see that it turned out to be good.
在以色列的例子里面，这个是一个好的情况。
Even though they became more secure and able to worship God in their own land, they renewed their commitment to God.
纵使他们是在自己的地方可以敬拜 是很安全，但是他们是重新对神的委身。
Particularly to the covenant God has given to them that they now are called to return and obey all that is instructed in the word of God.
尤其对神已经教导了给他们的律法，他们重新的去跟随。
And this took place in the seventh month, according to Nehemiah chapter 7, verse, chapter 7.
根据尼希米记第七章那里是提到是在第七月发生。
And this is actually around September of our calendar.
而在我们的历法来讲，就是大概是九月的时间。
And it is at this time, men, women, and children, old enough to understand, they all gather together as one man in an open area near the water gate to listen to Ezra.
而在这个时间，男男女女和孩童听了能够明白的，就聚集，如同一人集中在水门前的宽阔处。
And the crowd has must be been so great that in order for Ezra to be seen and heard, they make a platform, a high wooden platform for him to stand on in order to teach the word of God to the people.
人是多到一个程度，是要在一个木台，是被以斯拉站在一个木台上面，使到人能够看到他，听到他。
And so Ezra was the first one to use a pulpit.
因此以斯拉就是第一个人是用一个讲台。
And it's biblical, right? So, me standing here to preach.
是按圣经的，所以我都是这样。
And the people told Ezra this.
人们都告诉以斯拉这样说。
Bring out the scribes to teach us the book of the law of Moses. They told Ezra the scribe to bring out the book of the law of Moses.
祭司以斯拉将律法书带到了能听明白的男女会众面前。
Particularly, they emphasized that what the Lord had commanded for Israel to do.
是集中是讲到是神是指示以色列人要做的事。
Notice, it's not just Nehemiah wanting Ezra to teach the people, but the people long to hear the word of God.
不单只是尼希米要以斯拉是教导以色列民，而是以色列民 是渴求去听到律法。
You see, your leaders may have that desire for you to listen to the word of God, but you must also desire yourself to listen to the word of God.
教会领袖都盼望大家去聆听神的话语，但是你自己都要有这个渴求的心去聆听神的话语。
And at this time, in verse 3, we read that, you know, at least The time that Ezra started teaching and preaching, it was 6 hours.
而在第三節我們看到以斯拉的教導的時間是最少六小時。
And I don't think he just preached, and I think he also explained the scriptures to them.
我不覺得他是只是在這裡宣讀，而是也都是有教導在裡面。
And remarkably, no one fell asleep.
很神奇地是沒有人睡著。
Some of us already asleep right now, right?
現在都已經有人睡著了，是不是？
You know, that's what we do, right? We can't sleep on Saturday night. We come to church. We sleep well in the morning.
我哋就係咁，係咪？星期六晚我哋瞓得少，咁星期日朝早就喺度瞓。
You know, when your heart is right, you won't complain about the time.
當我哋心思意念校正嘅時候，我哋就唔會係投訴時間嘅長短。
You know, when I was first a Christian,
當我剛成為基督徒嘅時候，
I have attended meetings that last 3-4 hours.
我係曾經係參加一啲會議係三四小時。
The worship is at least 1.5 hours.
嗰個崇拜係一個半小時。
And then the preaching is another hour or more.
而去講道亦都係個幾鐘。
And at the end he calls people out, and that is another hour or more so.
之後就係呼召人到台前，嗰度又個幾鐘。
But we complain the minute the service is more than 10 or 15 minutes past the time.
我哋就超過咗十分鐘、十五分鐘就投訴啦、抱怨啦。
You know, in the 1600, a preacher or a pastor by the name of Reverend Robert South.
喺17世紀嘅時候，有個人叫做Robert South 牧師
，and he was preaching.
佢係喺度講道。
And then he was looking at his note, then he lifted up his eyes to see the congregation.
咁佢就喺度從講道嘅筆記嗰度抬頭一望。
And he saw most of the people were sleeping.
佢見到大部分嘅聽眾都喺度瞓覺。
He must be a boring speaker, right?
佢必定係講得好悶啦。
But not just everybody was speaking, but including the king himself.
唔單止係好多人都瞓著覺，而王亦都瞓著咗覺。
It must be an Anglican church.
嗰個係一個好大嘅。
In England.
喺英國嘅教會
，and so he stopped and he called out。
佢停低，然之後就大聲講。
And he called to this noble guy, this guy with the title Lord Lauderable, or Lauderdale。
佢對一個貴胄咁講，羅德代勳爵
，Rouse yourself up，
起身啦
！You snore so loudly that you will wake the king。
你打鼻鼾吵醒皇帝啊
！You know, revival cannot take place。When people have no desire to listen to God's word,
如果人冇渴望去听神嘅话语嘅话，复兴系唔能够发生。
In the great revivals of Jonathan Edwards and D.L. Moody, many people after listening to the word of God repented of their sin.
喺乔纳森、爱德华兹同埋穆迪佢哋嗰个大复兴嘅时代，好多人都听咗神嘅话之后就回转悔改。
You know, but today, a lot of us as preachers,
但今天好多人作为甚至乎作为牧师
，we don't even dare to wake someone who's sleeping from the pulpit.
我哋连去想叫醒人喺讲台上面想叫醒人都唔敢。
Talk about waking them up from their spiritual sleep.
更加唔好提去从佢哋嘅属灵沉睡当中叫
醒佢哋。Because when you want to wake people up of their spiritual sleep, you have to address the problem called sin.
当要叫醒人从佢哋嘅属灵沉睡当中醒过嚟嘅时候，系要去面对正视呢个罪嘅问题。
But we always talk about grace, love, without addressing the sin.
但我哋常常只系提到恩典、爱，但系就冇去正视罪嘅问题。
And unless preachers today are faithful in preaching God's word, no revival will ever take place.
除非传道的人忠于讲神的话，否则灵命的复兴不可能发生。
And God's people will do more than sleeping.
而神的子民是不是只是睡觉。
They will be sinning more and more today.
而且今天就是越发更多的犯罪。
You know, just a few days ago, I read in about Canada.
几日前我睇到一则新闻关于加拿大。
They were hammering down on a child pornography industry.
佢哋倒破咗一个儿童色情集团
，based in Toronto，
喺多伦多。
And they were arresting many people in Canada and also in those countries where this people bought those movies or films from them.
在加拿大和很多的國家裡面是很多人都買這些的影片
and including here in the US
包括美國裡面
and surprisingly arrested among them was a few pastors
很驚訝地有些的被捕的人士是牧者
they specifically mentioned pastors
這個報道是特別是提到有牧者是被捕
And don't forget, if they mention pastor, I'm sure there are also many Christians.
不要忘記，如果是有牧者是被捕的話，那當中被捕的人可能都包括很多信徒。
And this is the problem when God's word is not desired. God's word is not kept in your heart.
當沒有這個渴望去聽神的話語，當沒有擺神的話語在心的時候，就會這樣發生。
You know, some people think that, you know, their private life is private.
有些人认为他们的私人生活是私人的，没有人可以知道。
As long as they don't get caught, it is not a big deal.
没人知道，没人捉到，就不是大问题。
But as Christians, we don't live a double life.
但作为基督徒，我们不要过双重的生活。
We are an open book on the outside, an open book in the inside.
在入面和外面都是打开的公开的一本书
And how to be an open book both inside and outside
怎样内在和外在都是光明磊落呢
It is because of the desire for the word of God
就是要渴求神的话语
And we also need a desire to learn the word of God not just listen to it
不单只是听而且是要渴求去学习
Because a lot of people today, they just listen, but they don't know really whether it's true, the Bible says, and or is it really interpreted that way.
因为很多人只是听，但是就不去深究究竟是不是个圣经是真的这样说，或者是怎样解释。
And when, in verse 5 to 8, we read that when Ezra opened the book, all the people could see him because he was standing above them, and he opened it, and all the people all stood up.
以斯拉站在众民上面 众民眼前展开这书他一展开个书卷众民就站起来
You know, the fact that standing up you know, tells us that the Jews respected the word of God
看到那些人犹太人是这样站起来是知道他们是敬重神的话语
And that's how they revere the word of God
他们就是这样去敬重神的话语
You know, the Muslim people they would neverput their Quran under their armpit.
穆斯林他们是不会将他们的书是放在一个夹在加拉底上。
Because they respected the word of God.
因为他们 是尊重他们的话语。
They not only read it, they also learn it.
而且他们是学习。
And not when they were old, but from young.
而且是从小到大都是这样做。
And so when Ezra unrolled the scroll, the people began to praise God.
因为以斯拉一展开书卷的时间，
众民都赞美。When he teach and when he preach out of it, all the people say, "Amen, Amen."
当以斯拉系去教导嗰个书卷上面嘅内容嘅时候，众民都说阿门，阿门。
Because they revere God and what He teaches them.
因为佢哋敬重神，敬重神所教导嘅。
And also they bow down with their faces on the ground to worship the Lord.
并且是低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。
Although it doesn't tell us that they are learning, but they are being taught.
虽然他们是没有是记载到他们是学着，但是他们是被教导着。
And listening leads to worship.
聆听而且是学习就会导致到敬拜
And worship is the reverence of God
敬拜是对神的敬重
And so when you worship God you will not fear man but you will fear God himself
当你敬拜神的时候就不是惧怕人你是敬畏神
You know there's a difference between listening and learning as well as in worship
聆听、学习同埋敬拜系有少少唔同。
You know, many people just want to listen to the word of God.
有很多人 只是想听神的话语，
especially the famous preachers，
尤其是听那些很出名的牧者讲的
what they have to say about the word of God，
他们怎样去讲关于神的话语的事。
But they are really not interested in or not having that desire to listen carefully to what God is saying。
但他们没有听得到神是真的要讲什么说话。
To them particularly。
是对他们自己说的什么说话。
You know, this is very common, right? We see every time we listen to something, we will poke at our partner next door and say, hey, that's for you。
有时听到一些的信息的时候就会是撞隔离位去说啊这个信息是啱你听的。
But we haven't asked a question, what is God speaking to me?
但我们没有问自己神是对我们自己说什么说话。
And we won't spend the time to learn about God through His Word.
我们也都没有花时间是通过神的话语去学习神。
Because when we learn more and more about God, we are not going just to obey the letter of the law, but we will obey the spirit of the law.
当我们去学习越来越多关于神的时候，我们不单只是只是字面上面去跟从律法，而是要去明白那个律法背后的精髓。
Because we now understand God's character.
我们明白神的品格。
And His command now makes sense to us why He makes those commands.
而那些的律法亦都那些的命令亦都是变成是为什么是有这些的律法出现
Because of his holy nature and character.
是因为他圣洁的本质。
And this leads to worship.
而这个就导致到带来这个敬拜。
But we are so accustomed to worship as being just coming on Sunday morning to worship him.
但我们是很习惯只是来到周日来到去敬拜。
We may know Romans 12 offering our lives, our body as a living sacrifice, but we do not practice it.
我们可能是头脑上知道罗马书十二章到讲到是将自己献为活祭，但是没有活出来。
And we also see worship as just being passively sitting there.
而我们也都是敬拜是很被动地坐在那里。
You know, if you look at how the Jews worship, even in their service, it is participatory.
而如果是看犹太人他们的敬拜，他们是参与式的。
It is not being entertained from down there.
而不是被娱乐的。
But when the worship is over, when they go into the world, they do what God calls them to do.
当那一堂崇拜完了之后，他们出到去进入世界，他们就去按着神所教导的活出来。
And for us, Jesus has called us to go and make disciples of all nations.
而神是耶稣是教导我们去使万民作我的门徒。
Not just live your life as a Christian, but also share the gospel to others.
不单只是活出基督徒的生命，而且是要将福音是传开去给身边的人。
You know, as Ezra stood and read the scripture from daybreak till noon for that rough 6 hours.
而以斯拉在讲台上面是讲从这个破晓到正午的时候，在这6小时那里。
That's another sign of how eager the people were to listen and learn the word of God.
亦都有另一个情况看到，是看到到那些子民点解咁有几咁渴求神的话语。
You know, I read many years ago an article.
很多年前我看到一篇文章，
You know, they were urging us as preachers to limit our preaching to 17 minutes.
那个文章就鼓励传道的人是要将个讲道是减成17分钟。
Because he says that people's attention span today is no more than 20 minutes.
因为现今的人他们的注意力是不会超过20分钟。
I wonder who these experts are.
我好唔知道呢啲嘅所謂專家係咩人。
And I hope it's not the lecturers in the seminaries.
希望佢哋唔係喺神學院入邊教書嘅。
Because when they lecture, it's more than 17 minutes.
因為佢哋教書時候必會超過17分鐘。
So they don't practice what they say in that case.
佢哋唔會係做佢哋所教導嘅。
See, no worship or revival can take place just in 17 minutes.
冇一個復興係能夠喺17分鐘內發生。
Even when you worship, you don't find yourself entering entering into the presence of God in 17 minutes.
在17分钟内是不能够是进入到神的同在当中在敬拜里面。
You remember in the opening I said that I attended services that are longer than that.
我是参加崇拜是长过的这个时间。
It takes you a while, that's why they worship for an hour or an hour and a half, because it takes you a while for you to be in tune with God's Spirit during worship.
为什么 要一个钟过几钟的时间，因为要一些时间去让你是与神的同步。
You see, you come here on Sunday morning half awake.
当来到主日崇拜的时候就一半醒这样。
You're not even awake for the Spirit to speak to you.
是未准备好是让神的灵去对你说话。
And you expect 17 minutes for you to be attuned with the Spirit. It's quite impossible.
而是要在17分钟内与神的灵接通是真的很困难。
It's not God's problem, it's our problem.
不是神的问题，而是我们自己的问题。
When we are not prepared to meet God.
当我们未预备好去遇见神。
And when we are not ready to meet God, there is no revival.
而我们未预备好遇见神的时候，我们就不会有复兴的发生。
And when we are living here, we will go back into the world.And we will be like the world.
我哋离开呢度嘅时候，就会系翻入世界入边，而且系好似世界嘅其他嘅人咁生活。
I know we live in an age that is different from the people in the Old Testament.
我知道现今嘅人嘅生活环境同旧约嘅人嘅生活环境好唔同。
People in the Old Testament, they are brought up in an oral tradition.
旧约时代嘅人，佢哋系由细到大都系一个口传式嘅教导。
Everything is transmitted through the lips and listened by the ears.
是靠口传和耳听这样学习。
But today we are brought up in a social media kind of tradition.
但今天我们是有很多社交媒体啊等等的东西是长大。
We just get bits and pieces.
我们在每一个范畴都是学习到一些一些的资讯。
And so we think that we know everything.
我们就以为自己知道很多东西。
Yes, we know a little bit of everything.But not in depth enough.
但我哋系样样都知少少，但系就冇去深入咁样去了解。
That's why we need to study and learn the Word of God.
因此我哋要去研读、去学习神嘅话语。
And on top of that, our education system does not help us at all.
而我哋嘅教育系统亦都系冇帮助我哋。
In the past,
喺过去
，we are taught to learn to think critically.
我哋系要学习去分析思考
，analyze things，
去分析一啲事情。
Today we are all smart exam smart。
而我哋今日就好多嘅考试都好叻。
The school teaches us how to pass exams。
我哋嘅学校教导我哋点样去过嗰啲考试。
We don't have to think too much。
我哋唔使思考好多。
Everything is in point forms.
所有嘢都系一点一点咁样列出嚟。
And everything is spoon-fed to you.
而且好多嘅资料都系咁样去硬塞佢。
Remember in our early days, our parents when they tell you story, they don't finish the story for you.
旧时当父母去讲故事时候，佢哋唔会将个故事结束讲俾你听。
They will let you think about the moral of the story yourself.
他会去要你去想这个故事 的主旨是什么。
But today, if you are not clear when it comes to evaluation as a lecturer or professor in the university, they will give you bad evaluation.
如果是今天的是这样的情况发生的时候，那个教师就会给一个很低的评分。
Because they don't know how to think.
因为他们不懂得去怎样去思考。
They don't understand why the professor don't finish their statement because they want you to think.
他们不明白为什么那个教授不去完成了故事，因为他想你去思考。
And so the professor are also pressured because they don't want a bad evaluation, so they just give you, spoon feed you with those information.
而那个 教师也都是不想去给低分，所以就这样将那些资料是填鸭式这样去给人。
You see, the attention deficit is not just from the social media.
注意力的缺乏不单止是因为有这个社交媒体的出现。
It's everything that the society that we live in.
而是我们社会这个环境就是这样。
Because if really there is an attention deficit problem, then why do our kids sit for hours on the computer playing video games?
如果真係有注意力缺乏嘅時候，咁點解我哋嘅小孩可以係幾個鐘咁坐喺電腦面前玩電腦遊戲呢？
Why can you sit on the computer with Facebook for so many hours?
點解佢哋有呢個注意力可以喺 Facebook 喺面書上面係幾個小時呢？
It tells me that we don't have a deficit, attention deficit problem, but we have a heart problem.
呢個現象係指出到我哋冇呢個注意力嘅缺乏嘅問題，而係個心態嘅問題。
And because God's word is so lengthy,
而神嘅話語係好長
，and we are not willing to spend to study it.
我哋唔愿意花时间去研读。
And because God's way is so complicated, because you have to think for yourself, so we stop studying it.
因为神嘅话语系好长，亦都系好深嘅意义，我哋就唔去思考，唔想去花时间去思考。
We depend on others to tell us.
我哋去依靠其他人去告诉我哋。
If they tell us correctly, praise the Lord.
如果佢哋所告诉我哋嘅系正确嘅话，咁就感谢神。
If they tell us wrongly, we will be down the road in the wrong path.
但如果他们所告诉我们的是错误的话，那我们就行错路。
You know, when I was in India, many years ago with a friend, we were training the local missionaries and pastors.
当我在印度的时候，同一个朋友，他是去训练当地的一些牧者和宣教士。
And for the 2 weeks when we were there, we each taught about 3 hours a day, split between two of us.
而喺两个，我哋喺嗰度两个星期，我哋每日都会教到三个钟。
And also 5 days a week, we teach 3 hours each.
咁一个星期五日，我哋每日就教三个钟。
But the same students, they have to listen for 6 hours a day.
而同一班学生，佢哋就每一天都有听六个钟头嘅课。
And at the end of the3 weeks we were there. At the end of the 3 weeks, they came up to us and tell us.
在那三个星期完结的时候，那班学生就来到告诉我们，
Don't go back. And if you go back, come back again and teach us.
不要回去住啦。如果你回来的话，再来教导我们啦。
So to me, it's clearly not the method of the teacher or anything else, but the heart that desires to listen.And learn the word of God.
因此对我来说，不是那个讲员是谁，或者教导的方式是什么，而是有没有个心去渴求神的话语。
See, if we let the Spirit use the word of God to work in our hearts,
如果我们让到圣灵是通过神的话语在我们心里面作工，
spiritual revival then can take place.
属灵的复兴就会是发生。
And so Ezra explained the scriptures to the people, and he also called the Levites.To do so.
而以西拉就 去教导圣经，而且亦都命令那些利未人亦都同样这样做。
Verse 7 and 8.
第七、第八节看到。
So it's not just the preacher teacher alone, but it is also the others who can teach the word of God working together to help God's people to grow spiritually.
是有其他的人是帮助一起 去帮助人去在属灵上面成长。
And here,the word to understand, the verb, also appears throughout the book using that same Hebrew word.
而喺去明白呢一个动词喺呢卷书入边其他地方都出现过。
And that word actually is in relation to the law.
去明白呢个字系同与呢个律法系有关。
So it's the understanding of God's word or God's law.
是明白神的话语或者律法。
It's not just reading it or memorizing it.
不是只是宣读或者是去背诵。
Or simply hearing it.
或者只是听。
And then blindly obey it.
然后就去盲目遵守。
But they know the essence, they understood the essence of what the law is saying.
他们明白律法当中的精髓。
And they go do it.
而且是去行。
See, if you don't understand the scriptures,
如果不明白圣经，
How do you apply what you don't understand?
如何是应用我们不明白的呢？
How do you obey what you don't understand?
怎样去遵守我们所不明白的呢？
See, memorizing scriptures cannot revive a person.
背诵经文唔能够使人复兴。
We think that by remembering scriptures memorization is good for us. Yes, it's good for you, but it is not going to revive you.
背诵经文是好的，但是不能够就咁就引致灵命的复兴。
You must understand what it says as well.
要明白嗰个经文所讲嘅系乜嘢。
And you don't stop there.
而且唔停喺嗰度。
You also need to listen to what the Spirit is telling you.
要聆听神嘅灵系对你嘅说嘅说话。
And if the Spirit is convicting you of an matter, then your response has to be appropriate.
如果你神嘅灵系督责你一件某一件事嘅话，咁你就要系有适当嘅回应。
And so revival is not just the Scriptures alone; it is also the work of the Spirit.
灵命嘅复兴唔单止净系圣经，而且系圣灵嘅工作。
And if you know the Spirit is working in you using the Scriptures, is when your hearts began to change. Your heart began to want to repent and live for God.
当你的心意更新变化，亦都是有回转，是去想是为神而活的时候，你就知道圣灵是通过经文是在你的心里面作工。
And this is what distinguishes preaching from teaching.
这个就是讲道和教导的分别。
Teaching speaks to your mind.
教导是对人的头脑说话。
Preaching speaks to both your mind and your heart.
讲道就是对人的头脑，并且是对个心去说话。
And the heart is the work of the Holy Spirit.
而心就是圣灵所工作的地方。
The preacher just provoke you to think.
讲道的人是引发听的去思考。
And then the Spirit convicts you to change.
而圣灵就督责去要作出改变。
And so if your preaching is just hitting on the head, it is no preaching, it's teaching.
如果你的讲道只是去讲到头脑方面，那这个只不过是教导而不是讲道。
Because you did not allow the Spirit to work through you.
因为没有容让圣灵是在你里面去工作。
You know, you ask those people who translate for me.
你问帮我翻译的人。
I give them a script.
我是给一个文章他一个个个手写的你看。
But many times they will tell you that I don't follow my script.
但很多时他们会告诉你我是不跟稿。
Not to the full extent of the 100% I write.
不是100%都是跟稿的。
But I allow the Holy Spirit to work through me to speak at that moment to what he tells me through my script.
但是通过圣灵，是通过我的手稿去让到会众明白。
And what I just tell you is not even scripted.
而我刚刚所讲的都不在个稿上面。
Let's look at 9 to 12.
现在看第九至第十二节。
Can we read for us?
第九至第十二节。省长尼希米和作祭司的文士以斯拉，并教训百姓的利未人，对众民说，今日是耶和华你们神的圣日，不要悲哀哭泣。这是因为众民听见律法书上的话都哭了，又对他们说，你们去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的，有不能预备的就分给他，因为今日是我们主的圣日，你们不要忧愁，因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。于是利未人使众民静默，说，今日是圣日，不要作声，也不要忧愁。众民都去吃喝，也分给人，大大快乐，因为他们明白所教训他们的话。
Thank you. When God's word begins to work,
当神的话语是开始工作的时候
，through the Holy Spirit,
通过圣灵
，the bad part is over.
那个坏的那部分就完结。
Because the work of the Holy Spirit convicts you, makes you feel guilty or feel bad.
因为神的灵去责备我们的时候，我们会觉得很有罪感，我们觉得很差。
But when this part is done, he brings joy into our life.
但这部分完结之后，神的灵就将喜乐带进我们生命里面。
Why? Because he restores our relationship with God.
为什么？因为是让到我们和神的关系是重建。
He restores what is within us back to what is right before God.
恢复我们生命中坏的情况去与神去连结起来。
We now feel worthy to stand before God.
我哋再一次系感觉到系配得系站喺神面前。
And we can worship God freely.
我哋可以好自由咁样去敬拜神。
And when we do that, it's a cause for celebration.
当我哋系有咁样事情发生嘅时候，系一个可以庆祝嘅理由。
This is called the joy of revival.
呢个系复兴嘅喜乐。
Because the people were weeping when God's Holy Spirit works through His word, through Ezra.
因为神嘅灵通过神嘅话语，通过以斯拉去到众民嘅心中，圣灵嘅工作开始嘅时候
，there were tears of repentance.
系有悔改嘅眼泪。
And when the time comes, they tell them, "Stop weeping. Now you should be joyful."
但当时间来到嘅时候，就佢哋告诉子民不要悲哀哭泣。
Because after you have repented, God is certainly to forgive you.
因为悔改之后，神必会宽恕。
You should turn your tears of repentance into tears of joy.
将嗰啲悔改嘅眼泪变成喜乐嘅眼泪。
And so the leaders, including Nehemiah, Ezra, and the Levites, told the people, "Stop crying and celebrate before God."
以斯拉同埋嗰啲嘅祭司们，同埋嗰啲祭司利未人，就告诉子民就不要悲哀哭泣。
They say, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and some of those who have nothing prepared."
你们去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的，有不能预备的，就分给他。
This day.Is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
因为今日是我们主的圣日，你们不要忧愁，因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
Now you can have your turkey.
现在可以吃火鸡。
Psalms 126 verse 5 says, "For those who sow in tears will reap with joy."
诗篇一百二十六篇第五节讲，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
Trade your tears of repentance with tears of joy.
将悔改嘅眼泪换成喜乐嘅眼泪。
And Jesus says, "There is rejoicing in heaven when people repent."
耶稣讲到，当人悔改嘅时候，喺天上系有欢呼。
When the prodigal son came back, the father had a party for him.
当浪子回头嘅时候，佢嘅父亲就去庆祝。
And just now we read, choice food is actually to the Jews, the choice food is actually.The fat portion that the people bring and offer to God in their sacrifices.
经文上面讲到肥美的，就系讲到嗰啲嘅肉系肥嗰一部分，就系以色列人系用嚟献祭俾神嘅嗰部分。
You know, but we like lean meat, right? We don't like fat.
但我哋中意瘦啲嘅肉，唔中意肥肉。
But people like me like the fat too.
但我自己就中意肥肉。
My wife forbid me to eat too much.
我太太唔俾我食咁多。
And so the people went away to eat, drink, and to send portions of those food to celebrate with great joy with others.
去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的，有不能够预备的就分给他们。
Why?
点解?
Verse 12 tells us, they now understood the words that have been made known to them.
因为第十二节讲到，因为他们明白所教训他们的话。
See, Ezra opened the book, they heard it, but now they understand it.
以斯拉打开书卷，众民听见，而且众民明白。
Revival should turn our tears of repentance into joy.
复兴应该系将我哋悔改嘅眼泪变成喜乐嘅眼泪。
You know, there was a small child. He was in church and he was turning around, looking at everybody and smiling at everybody.
有一个小朋友在教会里面，他周围这样望，而且是向很多人微笑。
He was not doing anything that is harmful or distracting or anything, but just looking at the people and smiling.
他又不是影响人或者搞住人，他是周围望的，他对众人微笑。
But the mother jerked him around.
但是他的妈妈就突然之间拉住他。
And in a whispering to him that even though she was whispering, everyone could hear.
佢係細細聲咁講，但係其實好多人都聽到佢咁講。
Stop grinning, you are in church.
唔準笑，你而家喺教會。
And then give him a slap on the buttock.
而且係打佢屁股。
Then the tears of the child roll down.
咁個小朋友就喊。
Then the mother added, "That's better."
咁個媽媽就講啊，咁就好啲啦。
And return to her prayers.
咁然之後繼續禱告。
Is the church to be that way?
教会是不是应该是这样的呢?
know, this morning when I came in, the group was practicing.
今早嚟到嘅時候，敬拜小組就練習緊。
And they were singing a very joyful song.
佢哋喺度唱緊首好喜樂嘅詩歌。
And they knew it too because they were talking about it after that.
佢哋亦都知道，因為佢哋之後亦都再提起。
So I added it and I said, "Hey, you all sang like you all have no life."
我就同佢哋講，你唱嘅時候好似好冇生命咁樣唱。
You know, when you worship God, and as people who are forgiven by Jesus Christ, worship Him with joy.
當我哋係作為被耶穌基督所拯救、所寬恕咗嘅子民嘅時候，去敬拜神時候。
If you think like the mother in this story, then you will be always coming to church in a mode where you are feeling so lousy.
係應該要好喜樂咁樣去敬拜。當我哋好似嗰個媽媽咁樣係要咁樣喺教會入邊嘅時候，咁我哋每次嚟到教會都係。
The church has to be this solemn and holy kind of feeling, and not with joy.
我哋係咁樣嘅時候就會變得冇咗喜樂。
Why can't we be happy if God has forgiven us?
我哋神已经宽恕咗我哋，我哋点解唔可以喜乐呢
？See, we need a right view of God.
我哋应该要对神有正确嘅看法。
And one of the clearest pictures in all of Scripture is found in Isaiah 6.
喺以赛亚书第六章就睇到一个好清楚嘅图画。
Is that yes? Recognize that we are sinners. We have unholy lips.
但察觉到我哋系罪人，我哋嘅嘴唇不洁。
But when we confess our sin, God has forgiven us.
但当我哋承认我哋嘅罪嘅时候，神就已经宽恕我哋。
We can approach Him with joy in our worship.
我哋可以喺敬拜当中带着喜乐嘅去接近神。
You see, the best thanksgiving we can give to God is a life that is free from the bondage of sin.
当我哋最好嘅感对神嘅感恩就系活出一个。是免受罪的捆绑的生活
and a vibrant and joyful worship of Him when we come together.
是当我们相聚的时候就有活泼有生命的这样去敬拜神
And I hope when we come to worship,
我希望我们来到敬拜的时候
from now on,
从今开始
don't come just with a poker face and solemn attitude, but come with the joyfulness of the Lord.To worship him.
不要木口木面或者很严肃地来到而是要很喜乐地去在他面前敬拜
Because heaven is rejoicing.
因为天上是在这里很喜乐
But why are we so sad still?
那为什么我们还是 很忧愁呢
We need to rejoice with those in heaven.
我们必须是要与天上的一起喜乐
Then people can see, you know, to be a Christian is so joyful.
人们才会看到是作身为基督徒是几咁嘅喜乐
，instead of our sad-looking face，
而唔系愁眉苦面。
And may God bless you，
让神愿神去祝福大家。
And from now on， we will put that big smile on。
从今开始，我哋就要系喜乐嘅去微笑。
Some of you are like me， we have a very serious look。
有啲人好似我咁样系个面好严肃嘅。
But still try to be。Happy.
但我哋都仍然要尝试去喜乐。
Try to tell people that, hey, I'm a child saved by God because of His grace, and I'm happy about it.
去告诉人，我系神嘅儿女，系被神所拯救嘅，而我系因此喜乐。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福大家。
Let's pray.
我哋一起祷告。
亲爱天父，我哋感谢你，因为喺主耶稣基督入边，我哋可以有德性，我哋也有快乐。求神你自己帮助我哋喺我哋嘅生命入边，可以表达到你嘅恩典同你嘅爱同你嘅喜乐。奉主耶稣嘅名求，阿门。